Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2, Faculty of Social Science. Now, the main characters of the play Macbeth. First main character is Macbeth. Macbeth. Time and again, Macbeth is referred to as a noble and valiant. He is the cousin of Duncan, the noble king of Scotland, along with another great general of King Duncan, Banquo. He successfully suppressed the revolt of treacherous MacDonald and repulsed the attack of Sweno, the king of Norway, who was assisted by the treacherous Thane of Cawdor. He was justifiably called the Valour's minion and Bellona's bridegroom for his exceptional valour and courage. He is frequently referred to as noble and honourable. King Duncan appreciates and rewards his astute military skill. Viewing his character critically, Macbeth is one of the most perfect and complex heroes created by William Shakespeare. This great man of power, nobility, strength, and courage is ruined through the tragic flaw inherent in his character, brought into contact with the special hostile circumstances calculated to bring him down. Through his example, Shakespeare seeks to prove that it is possible that such a noble person as Macbeth may end as a traitor, as a murderer, as a bestial, habitual deceiver, as a monster of unscrupulous cruelty, as a despairing disbeliever in all goodness, as the veritable fiend of Scotland, whom with righteous reason all men hate. The character of Macbeth is controversial. There are two opposite views about his character. There are those who make him a hero, and there are those who make him a villain. But the truth is that Macbeth is both a hero and a villain. Shakespeare made the bold experiment of making a hero out of a villain and this villain out of a hero. Superficially, it seems that it is a paradoxical statement, but in reality it is not so. It merely states and illustrates the view that men are a strange mixture of good and evil, of virtue and vice. The best of us have some evil traits, and the worst have some virtue in them. Those who hold that Macbeth is bad only speak half the truth. Macbeth is presented as murdering several people, and it is easy to prove that he is bad. Macbeth is a criminal like Richard III and like Claudius in Hamlet. In Richard III, Shakespeare presented a villain as a hero. In Macbeth, he showed the other side by presenting hero as a villain. Neither Shakespeare nor his audience accepted the classical and Aristotelian view of the tragic hero who ought not to be a villain. They accepted, on the contrary, the Senecan view of the tragedy, in which tyrants and despots are presented as being punished by revenge and justice. This view of the Seneca was current and popular in the Elizabeth age. It was a moral and didactic view, meant to show that tyrant and villains will never go unpunished. It was opposed to the Aristotelian view, which held that a bad man's fall will not produce tragic impressions. Shakespeare's Macbeth is conceived in the light of Senecan tragedy. Here, Shakespeare produces in the audience the true tragic emotions of pity and terror. Macbeth is a man of formidable courage and valour. He is the unyielding hero of the fierce, bloody wars and adventures. His sword spits fire on the battlefield. Ambition is a very significant feature of Macbeth's character. Macbeth is very ambitious. It is this passion which ultimately proves his undoing. It is his tragic flaw. When the weird sister predicted that Macbeth would be the Thane of Cawdor and the King of Scotland, they touched upon the weak point of Macbeth's heart. The course of action suggested to him by ambitions is extremely perilous and dangerous. The passion to be king was so strong that no inward misery could persuade him to relinquish the fruits of crime and sin, or to advance from remorse to repentance. I have no spur to prick the sides of my intent, but only vaulting ambitions which overleaps itself and falls on the other. Lady Macbeth knows her husband as she knows the back of her hand, and this is the secret of her power. over him, and this is reflected in this observation. Thou wouldst be great art not without ambitions, but without the illness should attend it. Despite his vaulting ambition, Macbeth has a very weak will. At least in the early part of the drama, it was an account of this weakness that he falls an easy prey to the incitement to crime by his wife and predictions of the witches. He is superstitious also. It is only towards the close of the play that Macbeth comes back to his senses. I pull in resolution and begin to doubt the equivocation of the fine that lies like truth. Macbeth's glowing imagination and lively conscience are the most redeeming features of his character. Although he butchers King Duncan, his guest noble Banquo, his fellow general Macduff's wives and children in cold blood, the forces of morality and spirituality were not altogether silenced. The appearance of the ghost of Banquo is indicative of that fact. In an attempt to arrive at a true conception of Macbeth's character, we may compare him with Richard III and Claudius. Both these are villains, but we do not feel that kind of genuine sympathy as we feel for Macbeth. Richard is a conscious and deliberate villain who does not make his villainy a secret. He is a villain who is presented as a hero. Claudius is a murderer like Macbeth and, like him, a usurper also. But Claudius is not presented as a hero. He is a villain, pure and simple. He is pitted against Hamlet as a hero. But Macbeth is different from both Richard and Claudius in the potential virtues and goodness which are sacrificed on the altar of ambition. He differs from them in the perception of evil he exposes. He is presented both from the outside and inside, while they are presented from the outside mostly. Richard and Claudius do not show they have imagination, but imagination in the best part of Macbeth. In Macbeth, Shakespeare has presented the inner life of a hero which is in conflict with the outer life of a villain. That is how Macbeth becomes a hero-villain, hero within and villain without. And this contrast is rooted in Macbeth's imagination. Shakespeare conceived the character of Macbeth as a noble and gifted man who falls into treachery and crime in order to realize his royal ambition. Macbeth is a noble and gifted man worthy of honor and respect before he falls prey to evil forces, and this is amply clear from the early part of the play. Thank you. This is the end of the character Macbeth.